This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Bob Atwell, the University of Wisconsin regent who'd planned to stay on the board, now says he's resigned. Atwell tells WisPolitics his replacement, Tim Nixon, will serve the universities exceptionally well. Governor Evers appointed Nixon last week. Atwell was appointed by then-Governor Scott Walker. The head of Wisconsin's biggest school district is stepping down. That's after the Milwaukee School Board met for 5 hours overnight to discuss Superintendent Keith Posley's job future. The move comes days after state and federal officials raised alarms about the Milwaukee School District's finances. The family of a Milwaukee teenager who was killed in April is suing the man charged with her murder. Sharday Robinson's mother, Sheena Scarborough, is seeking damages for emotional distress. She also wants the money Maxwell Anderson made after he sold his house last month. Police have found several body parts believed to be Robinson's. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to take back the state assembly majority.
We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Wisconsin ranks 11th in the nation for overall well-being for older adults. That's according to the United Health Foundation's annual report, which is striving to be more comprehensive than past reports.
This report now looks at things like disability status, sexual orientation, and veteran status. So it really gives state policymakers and public health officials an ability to understand where the disparities exist.
Dr. Rhonda Randall is United Healthcare's chief medical officer. You can now add emergency contacts to your Wisconsin driver's license. It's part of legislation from last year to make it easier to contact family and loved ones in case of an emergency. You can add the contact the next time you get your license renewed or add it online right now at the DOT's website. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A public hearing will be held on Tuesday for Enbridge Energy's proposed plan to reroute the Line 5 pipeline across northern Wisconsin. Currently, the pipeline begins in Superior and goes through the Bad River Reservation, ending in Michigan. The Bad River Reservation sued Enbridge years ago to have the pipeline moved off of their land. Enbridge officials say their new proposed route is reasonable and has more environmental advantages, but they will be taking public comments on the project until July 5th. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is offering a new option for residents to add emergency contact information to their driver's license and identification records. Officials say the goal of the new option is to help law enforcement authorities contact a family member quickly in the event of a car crash or other emergency. The contact information will not physically appear on the card in case it gets lost, and law enforcement authorities will be the only ones that can access that information in an emergency. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has announced a 3-year research project on the deer population in the Northeast region. According to a press release, lower deer harvest reports from hunters over the past year triggered the research project, which seeks to determine if deer densities differ between private and public lands. The data will help researchers better understand the deer population and could affect the way antlerless tags are distributed across the state. Trail cameras will be used to gather the data. One lane of the 40th Avenue West Bridge in Duluth has been reopened about 2 months after being hit by a truck that was hauling an excavator. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, only the southbound lane from the hillside towards the lake has been reopened after weeks of construction work. Residents will also be able to access the northbound ramp to I-35 and Oneonta Street, but drivers exiting from northbound I-35 will continue to be detoured. Repair work on the bridge began in mid-May. Spirit Mountains Bike Park is officially open after some delays for extra maintenance due to the dry winter and wet spring. According to a Fox 21 report, the bike park attracts tourists from throughout the region because of its bike lift and downhill routes, making it easier for people of all skill levels to enjoy the trails. Spirit Mountain also features a skills park and a pump track. Now that their season is officially underway, bikers will be able to purchase a daily or seasonal pass to enjoy everything the park has to offer. A former Spooner police officer has been charged with child sexual assault after allegedly engaging in inappropriate behavior with two area students. According to court records, 26-year-old Dakota Cody Dorn was placed on administrative leave when officials learned of the accusations in October, and he later resigned from the department in December. One victim accused Dorn of touching her inappropriately at school and during a ride-along. The other victim claims Dorn sent her an explicit photo on Snapchat. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has issued an incidental take notice for a rare plant in Douglas County. According to a press release, the notice comes as a result of major construction work on the new Blatnik Bridge project. The rare plant is the seaside crowfoot, which has been confirmed to be present in the area of the project. Officials say they will try to minimize the impact of construction on the plant, and the project is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence of the plant in the area. A new program aimed at addressing a teacher shortage will see student teachers at the University of Minnesota Duluth receive a $10,000 yearly stipend from the state. According to a Northern News Now report, the program seeks to help student teachers gain experience and advance in their career rather than letting them fall into debt. The school is just one of eight in the state that are participating in the pilot program, and proponents of the program say paid internships are long overdue in the teaching industry. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Homecoming for Rhys Hoskins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins spent his first 7 years with the Phillies before signing with Milwaukee in free agency. It was Hoskins' first night back in Philadelphia. Fans gave him a standing ovation at the start of the game. Top of the seventh, he came to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Rhys Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins. Man, what a night for Hoskins.
Oh, is that cool. On his homecoming night, an emotional night for Rhys, and he is getting a standing ovation and some cheers from the fans. After that home run,
Hoskins' home run turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers as they lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Hoskins on the welcome he received from the Phillies fans.
It's just what this fan base has done. Again, just overwhelmed with emotion there.
NFL Vikings making Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid wide receiver, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. 4 years, $110 million guaranteed. OTAs continue this week for the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The domestic box office continues to limp along in the early part of the summer. Garfield brought in $14 million and took first place from Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Both films have surpassed $150 million worldwide. Despite what sounds like a healthy take, the U.S. box office was down 65% this past weekend from where it was last year during the same weekend. The most recent blame for box office lag points the fingers at the writers and actors strikes of last year. According to Variety, part of the problem is that many big films were pushed to 2025 due to the work stoppages, saying it takes 24 months to plan, produce, and market a potential blockbuster properly. So far this summer, kids' films are proving to at least be a bit of a bright spot as John Krasinski's If took second place, edging out Furiosa. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes came in fourth place, and it was The Fall Guy in fifth place. As far as Hollywood is concerned, Wolverine and Deadpool cannot get here fast enough. Anyone want some hot gossip? Yes, please. There is new information about the failed marriage between Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. At first, it was thought the couple split because neither was willing to move. A Hollywood Reporter says it was really that Turner lied about not dating anyone after his wife passed away in 2018. A woman named Carolyn came forward saying Turner asked her to move in with him, but then broke up with her because she gained 10 pounds shortly before a class reunion. So rude. Does anyone else find it hard to believe someone who wants reality show attention could be that shallow? Me neither. Three Body Problem will have at least a three-season run. Netflix announced that the sci-fi drama will produce two more seasons. Netflix confirmed an order for two more seasons, totaling three, which would match the amount of books in the trilogy. The show chronicles humankind's first encounter with aliens and is much easier to understand than its clunky title. The one thing you cannot say about Willem Dafoe is that he is predictable when it comes to choosing his roles. The 68-year-old native Wisconsinite continues to explore offbeat parts by playing an afterlife detective in Tim Burton's Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. Dafoe plays a deceased actor who in real life portrayed a hard-nosed cop. So naturally, in the afterlife, he heads up a heavenly crimes unit as Wolf Jackson. Beetlejuice Beetlejuice hits theaters September 6th. Jerry Seinfeld cannot stay out of the news lately, but at least he admits he's not a real man. What? You heard it right. Seinfeld says he misses the days of the 60s when there was a hierarchy that started with manly men at the top like JFK, Muhammad Ali, and Sean Connery, who, by the way, openly admitted to slapping multiple women. Nice comp, Jer. Seinfeld says he is not a fan of toxic masculinity and admits he never made it to real man status because he became a comedian. Yeah, that's why. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into tonight. The overall severe weather risk is low, but there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. 82 today, 56 tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.